Equal pay. Time to close the gap.
What is the gender pay gap? The gender pay gap is the difference between the gross hourly earnings between working men and working women. Understanding the gender pay gap. Women in the EU earn on average almost 13% less per hour than men. There are large differences between member states. In 2020, the biggest gender pay gap was recorded in Latvia, 22.3%, while the EU country with the lowest gender pay gap was Luxembourg, 0.7%. A narrower gender pay gap does not necessarily mean more gender equality. It often occurs in countries with lower female employment. A high pay gap may indicate that women are more concentrated in low-paid sectors or that a significant proportion of them work part-time. The gender pay gap increases with age. It might increase as a result of career breaks by women, although these patterns vary between countries. It also differs by industry, and in 2020 was higher in the private sector than in the public sector in the majority of EU countries. An important reason for the gender pay gap is the over-representation of women in relatively low-paying sectors and under-representation in higher-paid sectors. For example, on average in 2020, women held 34% of managerial positions in the EU and 41% of positions in the science and engineering sectors. The gender pay gap means women are at higher risk of poverty in old age. In 2020, women in the EU aged over 65 received pensions that were on average 28.3% lower than pensions received by men. Myths around gender pay gap. 1. More women work part-time, so they should earn less. Wrong. Working fewer hours a week means you should take home less pay per month, not less pay per hour. 2. Women earn less because they choose lower earning jobs. Wrong. Women tend to earn less per hour than men for the same job, whether it is a highly skilled profession like a doctor or nurse, or a lower skilled job such as a salesperson. The gender pay gap exists across our economy and in all sectors and occupations. 3. Men are better educated, so should earn more. Wrong. Today, almost 60% of graduates in the EU are women. 4. The gender pay gap has been around for so long, there is nothing we can do about it. Wrong. The European Commission has developed an action plan which prioritises 8 areas of action to address the underlying causes of the gender pay gap. Why should we fix it? Because 1. Equality is at the root of European values. 2. Reaching pay equality would send a positive message about the fairness and transparency of our labour market. 3. When a woman's work is valued less simply due to her gender, it affects her motivation, her efficiency, and ultimately our overall productivity. 4. Women are part of our economy. Paying them fairly will have a positive economic impact. 5. Tackling unequal pay also makes sure attracting the best talents, whatever their gender is, in organisations and companies.